Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Break me, melt me, mold me, and fill me with your Holy Spirit power, so that the words that I minister this morning will come from you, and will not only seek to be hearers of your word, but doers of your word, so together we can experience the fruit of your word. Speak, Lord, because the servants are listening. This I do pray, and all God's children say, Amen. If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to the book of Ecclesiastes. Now, if you're struggling finding that, just look at the book of Psalms. I know you can locate Psalms. So Psalms, Proverbs, you will find Ecclesiastes. And the reading comes from Ecclesiastes chapter 3. We're going to read from verse 1 to verse 8, and we'll drop down to verse 17. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, beginning to read from verse 1, and I'm reading from the King James version of the Bible. If you're there, say amen. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to burn, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones. Gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get, and a time to lose. A time to weep, and a time to cast away. A time to rend, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time of war, and a time of peace. Drop down to verse 17. And I said in mine heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time there for every purpose and for every work. That's the end of the text this morning. Amen. I want you to look at your neighbor and just give them the sermon title this morning. Just say, neighbor. Neighbor. Oh, neighbor. There is a time for every purpose. There is a time for every purpose. Amen. For those just joining us, we've heard from the service leader that today is the final day of the International Month, the final Sunday of the International Month, and we have an exclusive praise and worship service immediately afterwards. And it's such a landmark day in the life of the English service, because it's not only the final Sunday of the International Month for this year, but we also saying goodbye to our pastor, Pastor Badise. We are saying goodbye. For the last 6 years, he has diligently served with us. And to be honest, I wasn't the one going to preach today. Somebody else was supposed to preach. But the moment that it was a farewell service of Pastor Badise, they said, William, you know him better than all of us, so you have to preach. And we've all been asking. I was away on holidays when I got the text message that Pastor Badise has been transferred. And some of us, the news came as a shock. Some of us, the news we already knew. But the thing that bothers some people, a question like, we're all asking the question, why? Why is he being transferred? The last church I was in the U.S., whenever there's a pastor being transferred, there are all sorts of questions. I mean, there was one pastor who decided to transfer himself, and in the local tabloid, the newspaper, it came out, who's pregnant. But I know and believe that nobody is pregnant. There is no money missing. There is nothing happening. It's just his time to move on. And if you're there in this sacred space, you're also wondering or shocked or know that Pastor Badise has been transferred, and you're asking the question why, then this is the similar situation that we find in our text this morning, that the writer Solomon, who's attributed to the text, is seen having an internal debate, wrestling with the question of why, wrestling with the question of timing, wrestling with himself and asking God why such things happen. And you know Solomon. Solomon, King Solomon. We all know King Solomon, the son of David. We all know King Solomon, Solomon, the one who built the temple. We all know King Solomon, the wisest man that ever graced the earth. We all know King Solomon also as the man who had 700 wives and 300 concubines. Don't ask me how he pulled that one off. But it's written in the Bible. And in Solomon's state of defiance, when God had actually been annoyed with him for going against the providence of God's divine power, God still instilled wisdom in him to put pen to paper, put pen to parchment, and inscribe the words of Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Why? Why things happen? Why mama has to die? Why didn't I get that promotion? Why? And we, some point in life, we've all been in that space where we're finding answers and we don't know. But the reality of this, if you be honest with yourself, or if case you didn't know, everybody in here exists within two time zones. We all exist within two time zones. Can I preach it? It's called the Chronos time and the Kairos time. The Chronos time, let the church say Chronos time. Chronos time and Kairos time. Chronos time is where we get the word from chronology. That means we're going around, everything is a sequence. A perfect example, if you can just look at the clock. We're all accustomed to having clocks and looking at the time. Tick-tock, that's what we're all looking at the time. And we're also accustomed, most of us have wristwatches. We are checking our watches every time. And I promise you, somebody right in here at this church has already checked his watch to say, when is that sermon going to finish? But it's that sequence that we have, that Chronos time that we all used to, 24, 7, 3, 6, 5 in a year. We're all accustomed to Chronos time. Then we have the least talked about and the least known, which is called the Kairos time. Let the church say Kairos time. Kairos time is the one controlled by God. I don't know how I'm be able to explain it to you properly because of time, but I can put it in one simple definition. Kairos time is what we all know as divine intervention. Let the church say divine intervention. Divine intervention is controlled by God and exists within our Chronos time. Now, Pastor Badesiye may have had a plan for Christmas at Sebeka in January. But now in December, he's not going to be here at Sebeka. Because why? God has stepped with his Kairos time in his Chronos movement to move him along. Now, we've all been in that situation where we are wrestling with this time, this divine intervention, and we're asking ourselves, as the text says, why? Pastor Badesiye has been here for a while. He served diligently. But now, there is a time for every purpose. And his time is now to move on to the next chapter. So my brother, my pastor, as you leave this space to venture into another chapter, let me leave you with three principles quickly that we'll want to actually hold on as you move on. And is that principle is not only for you, but for everybody in here who would be in that similar situation to move on to a next chapter. And the first thing I would like to draw your attention, number one, is this. Time waits for no man. Let everybody say that one. Time waits for no man. Let's say it together. Time waits for no man. Now, we all know we have four seasons, right? Can we say it? We have the summer, we have what? Winter, we have the spring, and we have fall. Now, for us in Africa, because we are closer to the equator, we only know rainy season and dry season. Those are the two seasons we know, mostly in Africa, because if you go down south, they also have their winter. And in those seasons, according to what we learned in geography, that time, as the earth continues to move, the season changes. And this season evolves, as the earth moves round the clock, 365 year, the season begin to move. But there is one thing that is always constant. is the S-U-N. Let's say that together. S-U-N. And that is the sun. Irrespective of how the earth orbits or how the earth revolves, the sun is always constant. And as Christians, similarly, we all have different seasons in our lives. But as we move into from good season and to bad season, there is always one thing that is always constant in our lives. And that is Jesus. Let me say that again. As we move from good seasons onto bad seasons, irrespective of how these different seasons we encounter in our lives, there's always one thing that is always constant, and that is Jesus. The one we know as the same yesterday, come on, today, and what? So irrespective of that season that we are moving, time waits for no man, time keeps going, but Jesus is always the same. So my brother, as you move into that challenge, that whether you like where you are going, whether you don't like where you are going, but Jesus will always be the same. And because Jesus will always be the same, that's the reason for you to go. Because in good times, Jesus is always there. In bad times, Jesus is always there. And you cannot sit still to say that you cannot go, because time won't wait for you. Now, a few years ago, in this church or in all the churches, if coronavirus and Ebola hadn't come, nobody knew about online services. Nobody knew about paying offering online. Nobody knew about Zoom meetings and all these things. But you cannot sit to say, I will wait till normalcy returns before I start moving. Because if you don't wait for time, time doesn't wait for you. Time waits for no man. So in that space where we are, that God has ordained for us, because the long and short of it all, what you need to grasp together, God moves us into this truth and revelation that we can only experience the opportunities if we move to the next chapter. Maybe what God has for you here is not for, you won't experience it at Sebeka, but you will experience it somewhere. Abraham didn't become a father of nations by staying in one place. God asked him to move. So time, as you move with the time, you move with the thing that God has ordained you to do, always remember, there is one thing that is always constant, and that's Jesus. Amen? Somebody give a hand clap to that one. Number two, not only time waits for no man, but every season has a time frame. Let's say that together. Every season has a time frame. Now, most of us football fans, we know this is World Cup season. Our African teams have disappointed us to some point. Some are still in there. Senegal is playing today. Woo! And we are hoping that something will come out of it. But even if our two African teams don't do well, we still have one African team to support, and that is France. I hope there's no French here. But you know, we all love our football. And if you know me very well, you all know I always support Liverpool. We're not doing too well these days, but Liverpool is my club. And there's one thing that I hold sacred of Liverpool is our anthem, which says, you will never walk alone. You will never walk alone, because that anthem is so synonymous with the season. And it says, when you walk through a storm, hold your head up high. Because the long and short of it is, whether it's a good season, whether it's a bad season, that season won't last. Your bad season will not be bad forever. Your good season will not be good forever. So the question is, what do you do to go through the season, even though you know that the season doesn't last? Keep doing. Keep praying. Keep fasting. Everything you are doing in that season, whether it's good or bad, keep doing that one, because that season would not last. You can't be rich forever if you don't keep doing what you're doing. If you're a farmer who's planting, the day you stop planting, you'll be broke. If you're a man who's walking, the day you stop walking, you will be broke. So in the moment that if you don't have, then you have to work hard so that you have. So in the good season or the bad season, you still need to keep working, because that season doesn't last forever. Oh God, my time is gone and I've got to go. The season won't last forever. But God has already put you in that moment, in that space, where you have to keep walking, irrespective of whether it's a good season or a bad season. Because at the end of the day, we always have that parable, we say, nothing lasts forever. Amen? So keep walking, because every season has a time frame. And the last one is this. Every season comes with its own testimony. Every season comes with its own testimony. I don't know who I came to preach to this morning. I don't think I even need to preach about this subject. But we all know what a testimony is. Testimony is things that God has done for you. Things that when somebody comes to give a testimony, we know that we don't listen to the end. We listen to the start, because the testimony is where God took you from to put you where he is. So my brother, you know where God has taken you, to where you are and where you're going. And for every journey you make in life, every season will have his own testimony. Some people will laugh at you. Some people will cry at you. Some people will stab you in the back. But hold on to that promise that every season, in every bad thing, there's always a good coming out of it. Noah was laughed at when he started building the ark. David was laughed and ridiculed when he said he was going to kill Goliath. Every season has its moments where people will ridicule you. Jesus was nailed to a cross when he proclaimed that he was Messiah. But hey, after he died, the Baptists normally say, early Sunday morning, he rose triumphantly amidst all circumstances. The earth shook and the stone was rolled away. And because Jesus lives, we can stand up right now to say that he is our King, he is our Lord, he is our Messiah. Because every season has his own testimony. My brother, go forth into the world in peace. Render unto no man evil for evil. Support the weak. Be strong. Be courageous. Lord will bless you. The Lord will provide for you. The Lord will keep you in the palms of his hand. And the Lord who takes you to your next step will never leave you, never forsake you. Therefore, my brother, let us give thanks to God for his life. Let us give thanks to God for his family. Let us give thanks to God for all the things that he has done in this church from 2016 on this moment when he's moving. We will not say goodbye, but we know that when the time comes, you probably will be back here in Goma, Sebeka, to give praise and thanks to God. Therefore, Father, I bless you. I comfort you. I leave you in the hands of God, that the peace will go with you wherever you go. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.